This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Innal hamdalillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'hdihi wa nasta'gfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi ta'ala min shururi anfusina wa sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من النار ثم أما بعد. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, my dear respected brothers in Islam, inshallah ta'ala, in today's brief khutbah, what I'd like to share with you is a few ayat from Surah Al-Kahf. And these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes with them the first story in Surah Al-Kahf, which is the story of the people of the cave. And of course, you know, those that have read Surah Al-Kahf today and it's still fresh on their tongue and on their mind, and those inshallah ta'ala that intend to recite it after Salat Al-Jum'ah, you know that Surah Al-Kahf is made up of four stories, the entire surah. And so the first story of them is the story of the people of the cave. And their story is about a few boys that go through a trial in their deen. And you know, of course, the trial being tested in your deen is one of the greatest trials that one could ever face in his life. This is why their story was mentioned the first story in Surah Al-Kahf, as opposed to the rest of the stories. And their story earned the name, gave the surah its name, Surah Al-Kahf, as opposed to it being called anything other than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it Surah Al-Kahf because their story was the greatest story in terms of what one person can face in his life of fitan, al-fitna of a deen. Imagine being tested in your deen and then you pass. The people of the cave, they were tested in their deen, they passed the exam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of their story tells us how they remained firm and how they remained committed and steadfast upon the deen until they died, until they met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we want to establish and this is what we want to answer. The question is, how does one remain steadfast and firm upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he's been rigorously tested in his deen, when he's been roughly tested in his deen and his commitment to Islam? For let's understand firstly, my brothers in Islam, that the people of the cave, they existed in a time. This was the time after Isa alayhi salam, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They came about in a time where there was no prophets, there were no messengers, there were no scholars, there were no Islamic teachers, there were no Islamic books, no Islamic websites, there were no Islamic colleges, and there were no libraries, no masajid, nothing at all got to do with the deen. And yet they still remained firm upon their deen. To ask yourself the question, what would happen to you and I if we came in a time where all the masajid shut down and all the Islamic websites shut down and all the masajid closed down and the Islamic colleges closed down and the Islamic books got burned? What will happen to you and I? So that you can understand why their story was a great story. Because even though this is a time they went by, they remained confirmed and they remained committed upon their deen. Nahna nowadays, If one element and one aspect of the deen was targeted, let's say a masjid closed down, a masjid wasn't given a license to go ahead, something of the deen was spoken about, you find people automatically they shake and they panic and an attack comes through to them and the hijab is off and the bead comes off and the name is changed to some other thing, yani get away from the Islamic identity. We need to understand these people went through a rough time. They were tested rigorously in their deen. They remained firm and they remained committed. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us of their story? At the end of their story, in terms of what they held on, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted them with the gift of steadfastness until they died. Their story is a long story. And after the story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, and this here, my brothers in Islam, is for everyone that says, how do I remain firm upon the deen? Everyone that fears his commitment upon the deen. Everyone that is complaining, for everyone that is complaining. And for everyone that is saying, how can I stay on the path until I reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah azza wa jal gives us the prescription. In three ayat, ayat 27, 28 and 29. These are the three ayat. They include three prescriptions. The one who carries and holds on to these three elements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach us, bi-ithnillah, no matter what test he's put in terms of his deen, bi-ithnillah, he'll remain upon la ilaha illallah until he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the first one, ayah 27. After their story, he says, وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا 9 قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا. That's the end of their story. Number one, وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِن كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَن تَجِدَ مِن دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. That's number one. وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. Recite what was revealed unto you from the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the first prescription, the first medication that you find on the prescription is to hold on to the book of Allah and continuously recite it. Watlu, the word utlu doesn't just mean to read the book. Watlu means to read and follow the meanings of the ayat. That's at-tilawa. Watlu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, read the book. Enter my brother in Islam. Why aren't we reading Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book? Jibreel alayhi His salam remained 23 years going up and down, bringing down ayah after ayah so that you and I can have a book at the end of the day so we can read. And so easily we turn away from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we don't give it that honored and valuable time in our day to read some part of it. Yani if we found some free time we read, maybe if Ramadan was to come, we'll try to read it once. What is this attitude with the book of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the first thing you need to do to hold on, if you are tested in your deen, what will give you guarantee that you'll remain upon your deen is that you do one thing. Firstly, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. Read. And Allah azza wa jal says, ma, this ma lit-ta'zim. Yani this is implying greatness of what was given to you, which is the book. Utlu ma uhiya ilayk. What was given to you, للتشريف, يعني أنت, your honor and your dignity is with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The closer you are to the book of Allah, the more honor you are given. And the further away you are from the deen, from the Quran, and from the word of Allah, the more you become humiliated and the easier the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets you and removes your deen. وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِن كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. My brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِن كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. What was revealed to you from the book of your Lord. He did not say, وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِن كِتَابِ اللَّهِ مِن كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. Your Lord. Why? Because He's your Lord. He knows your problems. He knows your sufferings. He knows what you need. And as long as you read His book, you always remain on that path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says after that, لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ. There is nothing that will exchange the words of Allah. One of the meanings of this is that the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never change. This has always been the rule of Allah, that any nation, any person that existed in any time, if he was to hold on to the book of Allah, He is guaranteed commitment on his Islam and on his deen. This is a rule. لا مبدل لكلماته. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say to Bani Israel, when they were about to lose their deen, Allah azza wa jal would say to them, خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة. Hold on to this book that we were given, that was given to you. Hold on to it firmly and strongly. فسبحانallah. And anyone that abandoned the book of Allah always fell into the traps of a shaytan, wal'ayadhu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says about Bani Israel, when they were given the book and they slowly drifted away from the Quran, they slowly drifted away from the book that was given to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said about them, نبذ الذين أوتوا الكتاب كتاب الله وراء ظهورهم كأنهم لا يعلمون. When they threw the book behind their back, what happened? واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين. They immediately followed the path of a shaytan. Khalas, there's only two paths in life. Either you walk on the path of Allah, or if you don't do that, the other path that you have is going to be the path of a shaytan. And that's exactly what happened to them. So the first medicine, the first thing that one is supposed to hold on to so he can guarantee bi-ithnillahi ta'ala commitment for himself is وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. My brothers in Islam, Ramadan is about to come. What is your plans with the Quran when we commence Ramadan? Start from now. Hold on to something from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Furqan that a group of the mushrikun, they came to him and they said to him, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. He said, disbelievers, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said to him, how come the Quran wasn't given to you as a whole? You know, the prophets before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when it was being revealed to them, the whole book used to come down. The Quran was the only book that came down over 23 years. So they said, how come the Quran didn't come down on you as one? Why? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers and he says, كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك. The only reason it came down bit by bit, so that we keep your heart steadfast and firm upon the deen of Allah. Al-ulama rahimahumullah took from that, that if one was to have the same relationship with the Quran, in the same manner Jibreel alayhi salam would come down with it, bi-ithnillah, that's a reason for his commitment. Yani Jibreel would come down every day of 23 years. In other words, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the Quran every single day. So if one was to read it in the same manner it was revealed, then bi-ithnillah, this is a solution for him. And it is the first solution that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. And the people of the cave, that's how exactly they were. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentions about them, he says, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ. الرَّقِيم, my brothers in Islam, was the book that they had, that had some of their deen on it. They had engraved their aqidah in a rock, in a stone, and they used to read from it. That was like equivalent to what we have of the Quran. And they used to hold on to it. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them steadfastness. That's number one. Ayah 27. Now what's the second solution? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says after this, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. Second solution. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, and remain patient with those who worship and call unto their Lord day and night. In other words, the second solution is good companionship. That for you find for yourself good companionship and you hold on to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, wasbir, be patient with such people. Why does he say be patient? Then essentially it's going to be difficult to keep yourself in good companionship and to find for yourself a good circle of brothers and to remain with them. It's going to be difficult. So Allah Azza wa Jal begins the ayah by saying, wasbir nafsaka, nafs, like it's difficult on the nafs. So he says, force that nafs and allow it to remain patient with good companionship. Then the good companionship is what is going to keep you going ahead, tough and strong, until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good companionship. And you know, yani, let's understand wasbir. You know, subhanallah, people that lived a misguided life before Islam, before they were committed, before they were guided, they lived a misguided life. When they used to be in their misguided life, they used to enjoy the company of bad friends. They used to enjoy luxury cars. They used to enjoy, you know, eating out every day, cinemas watching together, yani al-fasad together. But then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them guidance and they came into deen and they found brothers in the masjid, what happened? Obviously, the brotherhood in the masjid didn't have that lifestyle like their old friends. So the people in the masjid had a simple, easy life, had a humble life, eating cheap, you know, driving cheap cars, no jokes. There were no movies. There's nothing to go out there for. They're upon their deen, reading the Quran, attending lessons. What happens to a person at that time? When he's got this good companionship to compare with his old companionship, what happens? He gives up and he wants to go back to his old way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this moment, he says, wasbir nafsak, remain patient. It's not going to be easy. Wasbir nafsaka ma'alladhina yad'una rabbahum. You need to understand, my brothers in Islam, when we have good companions in our friend, why do we stay with them? What's the purpose? Why do we love them? It's very easy to understand that yani, friends of this worldly life and friends that are corrupt and old and bad friends, you stay with them because of the dunya, obviously. But in Islam, you need to understand. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Man a'ta lillahi wa mana'a lillahi wa ahabba fillahi wa abghadha fillah wa ankaha lillahi faqad istakmala imanahu. Do you remain with good companionship because you love them not for worldly reasons, you love them for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. And Allah subhanahu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the one who loves for the sake of Allah, he has completed his iman. In other words, when you remain patient with good companionship, this increases your iman. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that this is the second solution to remain firm and steadfast upon your deen in times where your deen is being tested. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. يدعون, it's a present tense. In other words, they continually worship their Lord. This is what brotherhood is supposed to be doing. What's the use of brotherhood if they don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together? يدعون ربهم بالغدات, in the morning, والعشي, in the afternoon. Why? يريدون وجهه, sincerely for his sake. They want to, they seek his pleasure subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says to him, ولا تعد عيناك عنهم. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. And don't you dare turn your eyes away from them, let alone turn your whole body and run away from them. Don't you dare turn your eyes away from good brothers. Good companionship is what is going to get you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. And if you looked at the case of Ashab al-Kahf, yani, let's just understand, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ, with them. You need to be with them all the time. Some people, they have the impression that being with good companionship is only in Ramadan, or only in the Eid, or only when they see them in the masjid. Wrong. Allah Azza wa Jal says, ma. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was described and his companion's relationship was described with him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah wal-ladhina ma'ahu. And you know the companions, their relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever he went, they were always with him. That's what good companionship is. So it's not only in the masjid wal-eid and that's it. Everywhere. Look at the people of the cave. Their relationship. They slept in the cave together. They ate together. They went to prison together. They ran away together. They gave dawah together. And they died together. Everything was done together. Religious aspect and worldly aspect. For this is real companionship. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجَهُ وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. First one was reading the Quran. Second one was being with good companionship. In that same ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from bad companionship. Listen to how it comes in the ayah. He says, وَلَا تُطِعْ. Do not obey and do not follow. مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. The one who we made his heart heedless in terms and in, yani in concern with our ayat. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And so when you become heedless and you turn away from the book of Allah, the only result is اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. He follows his desire, he follows his whims. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And his affairs were destroyed and ruined at the end. But look what the example he is. Subhanallah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about good companionship, he spoke about it in the plural. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ. That's a plural. In other words, find for yourself a group of good believers. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned and forbid us from bad companionship, he mentioned it in the singular sense. He said, وَلَا تُطْعَ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ. عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره. Allah Azza wa Jal, when He warned us of bad companionship, it came in the singular. Why? You know why? لأنه one bad friend is enough to destroy you. One bad friend you walk with is enough to destroy your entire deen and set you on a wrong path altogether. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights it in the language. That's the second solution that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Now, final solution that Allah Azza wa Jal gives, and this is the last of the ayat, ayah 29. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, and say the truth from your Lord. This third ayah means engage in a da'wah ila Allah. Call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the solution. Number one, read the Quran. Number two, stay with good companionship. And number three, engage in a da'wah ila Allah. This is what made us khayra ummatin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. That you are the best of nations that was ever brought out on the face of this earth. Why? Ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhawna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. Because you enjoin the good and you forbid the evil and you believe in Allah. Three things. Which one is the most important of the three? That you believe in Allah is the most important of the three. So why was it mentioned at the end? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Why? Because true iman in Allah will not be achieved until you enjoin the good and you forbid the evil. So He began by saying, enjoin the good, forbid the evil. As a result, تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ would be guaranteed in your life. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions as well, الْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And the prophets, they were only sent to the people so that they can call the people to the deen of Allah. For this is the prescription. This is, if you were to hold on to this, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, you'll find yourself firm and you'll find yourself steadfast upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ, as we said, they were people that read their book, Al-Raqim. They hanged out with each other in all aspects of life. And they also engaged in a da'wah. Yani from the many words they spoke in their life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to tell us from their words what they spoke of calling to Allah when they were standing before their king being trialed in their, yani in their case. When they said, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطَ. This ayah and the one after it was their way in how they called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of the king and in front of all their people. For Allah Azza wa Jal chose to tell us these words more than anything else they spoke in their life, because this was their da'wah ila Allah. يعني subhanallah, Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he brings an absolute beautiful illustration to this. He said, the believer in the time of fitan, if he wants to remain steadfast on his deen, he does these three things, and he illustrated it. He said, it is a man that holds a Quran in one hand and he holds his brother's hand in the other hand, and they walk together calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the package that will keep you firm and steadfast and committed upon your deen until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, tonight, reread this surah once again, Surah Al-Kahf, and look into these details that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches you. You and I, every single Friday, every Friday we're supposed to read this, and every Friday we're reminded of this story and the solution to have what these boys had. Look how honored they were. Look how of an example they were, that Allah Azza wa Jal made their mention in the Quran that would remain until the day of judgment. We read it and we continuously seek guidance and wisdom and lessons and benefit from it. And it was guidance for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before it was guidance for me and you. For this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches. This is how one remains firm, committed and steadfast upon his deen in times of fitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bestows His mercy upon us, and we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us good companionship in this worldly life, and we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to admit us and them in the paradise on the day of judgment. إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. عباد الله, هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على خير البرية وأزكى البشرية محمد بن عبد الله صاحب الحوض والشفاعة. فقد أمركم الله تعالى بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكته المسبحة بقدسه وأيها بكم أيها المؤمنون، فقال عز من قائل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.